When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is episode 1602 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Wednesday. Welcome to Wednesday. And today's show basically is one of those laments from someone asking me for advice about why they're not getting interviews. And I hope you find this helpful. I hope these are not your circumstances, but if they are your circumstances, this show is definitely for you. So with that, let's get going. Today's show is a reply to someone who asked me a question. And the question is, you know, it basically translates into his job search or her job search has been going on for a long time. And they want to understand what they're doing wrong. And to me, this has always been a pretty easy question because there are discrete processes to a job search. So once you understand what the processes are, you can figure it out. So here's what I think. If you're not getting any interviews because you're sending resumes out and no one's responding, your resume stinks. It's either that or you're not qualified for the jobs that you're applying for. If you're getting interviews as a result of those resumes, but you're not being invited back, you don't interview well. If no recruiters are contacting you to talk with you about jobs, it might be that your LinkedIn profile is not keyword rich in the field that you're trying to work in to demonstrate why they should be reaching out to you. Because my belief is, and I learned this phrasing from a friend of mine, Perry Newman, who basically says, resumes are for when you want to hunt jobs. LinkedIn is for when you want to be hunted. So different functions, but they all arrive at the same place. You're trying to get interviews. Now, if you're not getting invited back for second interviews, you don't interview well. You know, there's something breaking down in your ability to present your experience to them, or your resume is misleading, right? If you're getting to the second or final interview phases and you're not getting offers, well, it's pretty clear that, you know, you don't really know how to connect with senior people and allow them to trust you in your ability to deliver the goods. You may have certain skills that may fit, but ultimately for senior people, they want to feel like they don't have to worry about you. So you always have to demonstrate a certain degree of self-confidence. And as I've said many times, when firms hire, experience and qualifications and knowledge, which I summarize as competence, is only one variable. They look for self-confidence, character, chemistry, maybe a little bit of charisma. Personal leadership is what all this adds up to. So if you're not getting offers, well, there's something missing in how you're connecting with the senior people that doesn't allow them to trust you. And if you're getting offers that are kind of mediocre, well, they think you're good enough, but they're not really inspired or compelled to want to hire you. So they're basically saying, okay, if you'll take it or if she'll take it, great. If not, we don't really care. We'll keep looking. So this is how the process breaks down. If you want to assess it, it really comes down to these variables. So figure it out. Where is it breaking down for you? Where are you missing in the eyes of the employers that you can fix? And again, the one thing that you can't fix is whether you have the knowledge and experience that they're looking for the job. If you're just sending your resume out because you want to do that job but aren't qualified for it, like I get resumes all the time of people with 5 months of experience who are
who wanted to apply for management positions when the only thing that they've managed is themselves, and some might say not all that well, then, you know, you're not going to get interviews. So that's really how it gets evaluated and how you can fix it. There are discrete ways to do that, and that's where coaching comes in.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts, speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.